Well, there's now an extensive list of well-known major Australian companies caught out underpaying their workers. Today it was Woolworths' turn to confess, revealing that it's been shortchanging staff to the tune of $300 million over the past decade. Well, the CEO has been at pains to say it was not deliberate, but investors we spoke to aren't so sure. Business reporter David Taylor joins me. Hi, Dave.
G'day, Linda.
Yesterday it was high-end restaurant Rockpool. Today it's Woolworths. The list is getting very long. Why are so many companies and big ones now being caught out underpaying workers?
Well, Woolworths joins Qantas, Super Retail Group and Wesfarmers Bunning Chain to make embarrassing mistakes. Experts say broadly it's cracks in the industrial relations framework. Remember yesterday evening we spoke with industrial relations expert John Buchanan on the program about the revelations Rockpool had been underpaying its staff. Now, he made the point that unions have, over the decades, lost a significant amount of power. And what we're seeing today is related to that. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
What was very peculiar about Australia is that it didn't develop a big government bureaucracy to enforce awards. It gave recognition to unions as a decentralised means to enforce labour standards. Now, as union membership declines, then basically the enforcement mechanism for upholding awards has also declined.
Sydney University's John Buchanan on the program yesterday. So, David, as we reported yesterday, the peak union boss wants bosses thrown into jail, calling all of this out as wage theft. You spoke to the union representing these Woolies workers today. What's their reaction?
Well, Linda, unsurprisingly, the SDA, the union representing retail workers, says it's disappointed. National Secretary Gerard Dwyer is calling for all retailers across the country to cough up their payroll data for checking and then, of course, double-checking. Let's take a listen.
Our message is to the broader industry, and that is that every retail employer in this country must now undertake a full audit of their payroll, with a particular focus on salaried staff.
The payroll errors date back to 2010, so there's an obvious question. Why wasn't this picked up earlier? The union claims the types of salaried contracts caught up in this mess aren't reviewed regularly.
Those types of contracts need to be tested and audited on an ongoing basis for all employers.
Chief Executive Brad Banducci has unreservedly apologised to his staff
and given them our absolute commitment to get the issue addressed.
He spoke to The World Today.
Three of our salaried team members made us aware that their take-home pay over a certain two-week period appeared to be lower, and that led to us doing a very extensive review to make sure that this wasn't a more systemic issue.
The scandal could see 5,700 salaried staff owed as much as $300 million, depending on what Woolworths finds as it goes back over 9 years and 11 million records. The staff affected include store managers, deli managers and fresh produce managers.
What has happened for our salaried store team members, they've been paid in line with their contractual commitments, but we have not accurately paid them for some of the overtime hours they've worked.
Woolworths today reported sales growth of a record 6.6% in the September quarter. But investors turned their back on the stock today. Robert Weisman is a former Woolworths shareholder.
My attitude would be to look firstly at, is the payroll problem in their system continuing? Does it affect other areas of the business? And I would also be looking at other news coming out, especially with regard to employees and former employees complaining about falsification of payroll records and bullying by management.
Brad Banducci, the CEO, says that there is no evidence that the underpayment of employees over this period was deliberate. Will that ease investor concerns about structural problems, systematic problems within Woolworths?
Some people might be a little bit more cynical of what senior management says, especially in the light of wage fraud that's been experienced over the last 1 to 2 years.
And what do you put that down to?
Probably very, very competitive competition situations where directors have been under pressure to deliver results.
In an effort to end the uncertainty for workers, union rep Gerard Dwyer is calling for a return to union on-site spot checks of payroll data.
Good employers have got nothing to fear, but we'd be there catching out those employers that are deliberately underpaying staff.
Fair Work Ombudsman Sarah Parker says the organisation will launch its own investigation into Woolworths, warning that the retailer must understand that admission is not absolution.
David Taylor with that report.